Does your leadership style inspire trust or silence? Are your words building bridges? In today's episode, we're going to discuss the key to leading effectively isn't always what you say, baby Baba, but what you do. Point number one, projecting confidence by embracing strategic silence. Leaders who are comfortable with silence show self-assurance and do not rely on dominating conversations to assert authority. Quick story, family. When I first learned this technique, and I'm still in progress, being very transparent, is that I watched a leader come into a room, let everyone else talk, and he remained quiet, didn't say anything. And I'm, you know, this is my first experience, the first time I'm experiencing this. I'm like, what is going on here? And after everybody just, you know, went back and forth, and then he spoke. I remember Simon Sinek even told a story about this, is where leaders would get into a circle and everyone would speak first before the leader had the, you know, spoke. And the reason why this is important, family, is because there's a caveat to this, is that the whole importance of this is because a lot of times when a leader speaks, and that authority, of course, because they're in this particular role, everyone kind of, I don't want to use the word cowards, but does not really say what they mean because they feel like the decision has already been made. So projecting confidence by embracing strategic silence is something that as a project manager, you want to be continuously working on. Like I said, for full transparency, I'm continuously working on this because I know the importance of being quiet and understanding that confidence inspires trust and encourage team members to follow your lead. Here's my actionable tip. Conclude your points succinctly and resist the urge to fill silence with unnecessary explanation. Point number two, avoid overcommitment by pausing before responding. Again, avoiding overcommitment by pausing before responding. See, silence before agreeing to tasks or decisions allows time to assess feasibility. Why is this important? Overcommitment can lead to burnout and missed deadlines. I have struggled with this time and time again, family, because of the fact of if someone was not having success on a project, I would say, hey, give it to me or I'll step in to support, knowing I had no business being over there. Or I would be asked, hey, could you support this new project manager or even a seasoned project manager? Because what they thought was going to be a small project turned out to be a bigger project. So now we actually need two project managers on there. And so instead of doing what I'm about to tell you as my actionable tip, I would just take it on, and eventually it would lead to burnout. And burnout to me means that you're not showing up the same way that you did when you originally started. Burnout to me says that, you know what, it's Monday. I guess I have to go into a place that doesn't, you know, appreciate me. And you start going through this whole spiral of up and down. So here's my actionable tip. Pause after receiving a request and respond with, I'll need to evaluate this before confirming. How many times has somebody asked you to go to they need your help moving, or they need this or that, and you like, hey, what you, and you make the commitment and you like, dang it, I know I did. This weekend, I just wanted to take some time for myself. I've been working so hard, been dealing with these kids and, you know, dealing with this. And I thought this weekend was my weekend. I signed it up. I knew it was my weekend. And here comes another thing asking me to do something. So family, before you make that commitment, say, I need to evaluate this before confirming, because it's important, family. It's not fair to the person that's even asking you, because if you're going to show up as your half self, meaning you're not going to be committed and you're going to be interested, you know I'm saying something here, because there's a difference. When we show up to be committed, we're all in. When we show up, we're interested, all we're doing is, as my mama would say, sticking your big toe in the water and not just getting into the pool. All right, point number three, modeling patience and resistant during challenges. Modeling patience and resistant during challenges, staying calm and silent in difficult situations demonstrates maturity and composure. Why is this important, family? Because teams often mirror the behavior of their leader, making this an opportunity to set a positive example. Here's my actionable tip. Pause before responding in a heated discussion, showing the team how to handle pressure constructively. That's important. Family, again, I want to let you know the Magnetic Project Manager School is live. Again, the Magnetic Project Management School is live, just to set some expectations and clear transparency. Reason why I launched this early, because I wanted to ensure that to live by what I say, you know, you'll have people that are come online, that are come on podcasts and tell you all the things that you should do and they're not doing it themselves. How many times have you seen that? They'll say, well, you need to, you know, do this and do that. And then you go look at their life and they're not exhibiting those habits. So when I told you it's about, you know, delaying or waiting until everything gets perfect and I'm not doing it, then that doesn't make sense. So this is why I launched the Magnetic Project Management School. And a lot of people, and I understand what comes with this. It comes with criticism when people say, well, this is not there. And I'm fine. I'm willing. I got thick enough skin to deal with it, but I want to live by example. One of the reasons why this, you know, this episode is being made or all these episodes is because I want to be so transparent about the journey to this thing that I love, that I hope you fall in love with, called project management, that you understand that there is no such thing as a perfect project manager. There is no such thing of being perfect, of launching into this career. It's going to be twists and turns, and I want to guide you through that. So there'll be a link somewhere in the description, as well as in this episode. Check it out. I hope that you come and join us. This is a community I want to build of like-minded individuals that are either, watch this, family, looking to make the transition into project management, or currently a project manager, that we can share and provide tips, because it's not going to be about me. This is going to be about us. Also, if you haven't picked up your 8 Secrets of Real World Success, it's just a small PDF. I'm actually going to put out the real copy within 30 days or less. We're probably 2 weeks into this now, so probably in the next 2 weeks of a real. So I hope that you go and pick that book up as well. And also, just to support you on your AI journey, I put together 8 prompts. I thought about this and I keep going. I said, I'm actually going to make a course around this. So I'm going to take those 8 prompts and actually show you how to do it in real time. I'll make the course very affordable for everyone that is looking to get into that. All right, let's jump back into the episode. Observing team dynamics without interrupting the flow. Again, observing team dynamics without interrupting the flow. Silence allows you to analyze interaction and identify potential strengths or conflicts. Why is this important? See, understanding team dynamics helps in addressing issues before they escalate. My actionable tip here, family, is unique but very straightforward. In meetings, focus on observing nonverbal cues and how team members collaborate rather than interjecting frequently. One of the things I like to do when I'm in a meeting is, if it's a virtual meeting, I'm listening to what is not said. I think I said something, family. Let me say that again. I'm listening to what is not said. See, a lot of times you can pick up on things that people are saying, kind of, as we would say, they're trying to be slick with it. They're trying to be coy with it, in a sense. So being able to have the ability to pick up on those nonverbal cues by certain things that they're saying, and maybe you could find out there may be a disconnect in what they perceived or what they thought was going to happen, and having that conversation one-on-one with them to give them that reassurance is going to lead to a better project team, as well as a better project. Point number 5, master the art of silence to build trust. Actively listening to your team's thoughts and concerns, this demonstrates respect and makes them feel heard. Why is this important? Trust is the bedrock of any successful team or project. So when people feel listened to, they're more likely to collaborate and share valuable insight. This is why when you look at documents like the team charter, it's important, because you want the team to collaborate. Because watch this. This is a hidden trick that if you really pay attention on this one, you'll be like, wow, I never even thought about it like this. Or maybe you have. What is so unique about it is, if we all come together and I'm given an idea, John is given an idea, Sally's given an idea, and we put all these ideas together and we're willing to give and take, meaning, okay, we'll go with John's idea on this one, we'll go with Sally's idea for the next thing and my idea. We're all collaborating, we're giving and taking, and now we have a true understanding. We're all in alignment. This is what we're going to do moving forward. No ifs, ands, or buts. And this now, so if something comes up, It's not that, well, you know, I never even agreed with those. Well, yes, you did, because we're actually taking your rule right here for this particular thing. So again, family, you want to be able to collaborate more and share valuable insights. Here's my actionable tip. Aim to listen more than you speak during discussion. Use prompts like, tell me more about that. So you can, this allows to encourage open dialogue. You want, as a project manager, you want open dialogue. If you do not have open dialogue and you are doing all the talking, good luck on that project. Point number six, minimizing misunderstanding by letting messages sink in. Rushing to explain or interpret can confuse the team. Silence ensures clarity by allowing others time to process. How many times have you went in to try to solve something and say, well, you know what, this is how, and they weren't even talking about that. Okay, maybe I'm talking about me. I'll tell you a story about me. Somebody was explaining something and I was like, yeah, but no, this is how you should do it. And it was like, Ed, we were not even talking about that. That was a different problem. This is the problem. And I was like, ooh. So point I'm trying to make, family, is that you rushing to explain or interpret can confuse the team. So allow them, as they're giving out a message or you're having conversation, be quiet. Because listen, why is this important? Clear communication leads to better alignment and fewer errors in project execution. Here's my actionable tip. After giving instructions, pause. And ask, does this make sense for everyone to verify understanding? Point number seven, empowering team members by encouraging them to step up. Silence gives others the chance to take ownership of their task and responsibility. I get it, especially as somebody that really wants to see your team succeed, somebody that is passionate about not having somebody feel uncomfortable. You have to put them in an uncomfortable position a lot of times, especially people that are quiet. You have to bring them out of, they call it being introvert. You have to bring them out of it. And how you bring them out of it is help them build the confidence to feel comfortable in a team to if there's something that comes up and you empower them to say, hey, so what are your thoughts? And you're just quiet. You go right back on mute. If you're in person, you're just quiet and allow them to give them a chance. People that are talkers like myself, we all have the ability, like, man, is this person going, can we get to the point already? Or can they say something? And if they don't want to say something, fine, I'll take it over and I'll talk. But that's not the right approach. So this is why it's important, especially for us talkers that always feel the need to just step in and solve and problem solve. But this is why we have a team. This is why this is important. Empowering teams are more engaged and motivated to perform at their best. Here's my actionable tip. When faced with a challenge, ask the team, how do you think we should approach this? And wait for their ideas. Here's my point number eight. Foster creative by speaking last during brainstorming. Again, fostering creativity by speaking last during brainstorming brainstorms. Staying silent in brainstorm session encourages free thinking and innovation from your team. Why is this important? It's important, family, because creative solutions often emerge when individuals feel uninfluenced by the leader's opinion. Here's my actionable tip. Establish a rule that leaders contribute last during brainstorming, allowing the team to drive the actual discussion. Again, family, as promised, the Magnetic Project Management School is actually live. There's a link. Please check us out. I hope there's something in there that, you know, could be valuable, but it all depends on you. The value that you bring to the group is how you can make the community more valuable for everyone as a collective. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out. Also, pick up the eight Secrets for Real World Success as a Project Manager. It's a small ebook that I put together for you, as well as those eight AI prompts. Here's my transformational remarks, and I'll let you be on your way. Modeling patience and resistance during challenges. Why is this important? Trust is the bedrock of any successful team. When people feel listened to, they're more likely to collaborate and share valuable insights. As I stated before, family, it will be important as an actionable tip to pause before responding in a heated discussion. I know sometimes that's hard. I've had problems where I don't want to pause. I want to get right to it. If this is the energy they want to bring towards me, I want to match it, but that's not always the right thing to do. So shows the team how to handle pressure constructively. Point number two, projecting confidence by embracing strategic silence. Like I said, Confidence inspires trust and encourages team members to lead, to follow your lead. My actionable tip would be to conclude your point succinctly and resist the urge to fill silence when unnecessary explanation. And the last and final thing is minimizing misunderstanding by letting messages sink in. So clear communication leads to better alignment and few errors in project execution. After giving instructions, pause and ask, does this make sense to everyone? So you can verify understanding. Hey, family, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I go by the name of ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, listen, that just simply means it. Until next time.